information at CuscoSalmon.org.
This is Sophie from Bethel. You're tuned into KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska.
For timely news from Alaska's seafood industry, fish catches, market trends, management changes, politics, research, and the obscure, indeed anything that impacts our fisheries, fishermen, processors, and oceans, Alaska Fish Radio, Monday through Friday on KYUK 640 AM after our lunchtime news hour, highlighting the economic, social, and cultural importance of Alaska's seafood industry. Encouraging Alaskans to join the industry as harvesters, processors, scientists, and managers.
Support for Talkline is provided by Vitus Terminals, a local crew happy to fuel you. More information at bethelfuel.com.
Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Express yourself.
Okay, hello, hello everyone. Welcome to Talkline. This is Diane McGachran, and in the booth there is Grady, who is away for a couple weeks. And we're going to just jump right into our first caller, Sam from 4-H with Bethel. No, wait, Bethel with 4-H. Okay, Sam, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy Friday, everybody.
Yes.
As you're getting ready for the weekend.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good.
I would just like to talk about our summer camp series.
Yes.
That kicks off on June 7th.
Well, bring it.
Okay. So, today is the last day of registration,
okay.
But we are doing 4.5 series throughout the summer. The series represents the 4 H's on the clover: head, heart, hands, and health.
Oh.
Head is from June 7th through June 18th, and that is focusing on citizenship, service, and learning. Heart is from 6/21 to 7/2, and that is the culture and fish camp. And then right in between is a week for our clover buds, which is K through second grade, and that is right after the 4th of July, July 7th through 9th.
And Sam?
And then hands, yes.
Oh, just real quick, they're called clover buds?
Clover buds. Yeah.
That is adorable. Oh my
kids.
Gosh, clover buds. Okay, carry on. Sorry, yeah. I didn't mean to cut in. I just want to make sure I heard that right, because that's
no worries.
Okay, the clover buds.
Hand, mm-hmm. Which is focusing on expressive arts. That is July 12th through the 23rd. Mm-hmm. And then the final one is health, which is consumer and family. And that is July 26th through August 6th. So each camp series is 2 weeks. And actually starting next Tuesday, when we come back from the holiday, we will have the LKSD teams with us. They're going to be kind of the mentors and the big buddies for the rest of our campers, grades 3 through 6. And their schedule will be from 10 a.m. until 5:30 throughout the summer. And then when the camp starts for the 3rd through 6th graders on June 7th, their day will begin at 2, and then they'll be done around 5:30 as well. And we have a lot of neat things planned. We have some field trips planned. We have a lot of guest speakers that are coming in. We're going to try to come to KYUK and do a tour. We're going to go to the Cultural Center and the museum, the fire station, We're going to go to the river and get wood for making story knives and stuff like that. So there's a lot of cool things that are going to be happening. We're going
That's
to be doing
wonderful.
Some canning and some fishing.
Wow.
Some fish cleaning. We're going to have a feast and invite the elders. So there's a lot of cool things that are going to happen this summer.
Really, really cool.
Beginning, today is the last day to register. Yeah.
Now,
so you can either register by coming by the 4-H Center in person, or you can call us at 543-2088.
Okay, they can call you at 543-2088 to find out more, or they can come right to the 4-H building and register their child there. Right?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay, good. Now, go ahead.
Well, and I just wanted to let you know, because of COVID, the seating is limited for each series. So we are allowed to have 20 youth in each series. So if they want to register, they can pick their choice of which series they want to be in. And, of course, based around their travel, their summer travel plans as well. But seating is limited to 20.
How much does it cost?
It's free.
Goodness. Okay. Wow. Okay, that's awesome. Now, because now what I'm wondering is, I'm 62. Am I too old to be in on it? It just sounds like fun activity.
You
know what I'd like to do, Sam? I'd like to be a clover bud, if that's okay. But I'm probably,
right?
Yeah, Grady wants to be a clover bud, too. Anyway, this is, what a terrific thing. Oh, man, when I was a kid, I would have, loved to go to every single one of these camps. Cool.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess to answer your question, you can participate. We actually have what we call our VIP community parent club group,
uh-huh.
And it's any parents, whether you have children or not, that are enrolled, or even if you just want to be around us, you're more than welcome to come and help out, regardless of your schedule. You can come as little as you want or as often as you want, whatever works with your schedule. But, yeah, you're
Oh, that's fun. Well, I'm not a parent, but I don't mind being a – I'm not a parent, but I don't mind being a VIP.
right?
Right, yeah. Anyway, it's so much fun to do things with kids anyway, especially when you have good activities that they enjoy. I mean, it's just really fun. So thank you, Sam, for a great review of the different camps for the summer. And I think you're going to have a fun summer.
it's going to be packed, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But it'll be fun.
Good. Okay.
Well, so thank you for having me on your show again. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling and letting us know. Okay.
Okay, take care.
Okay, bye. Okay, we're going to go to John Nick from Bethel. Good morning, John.
Morning. I was on a dead end for a while. You can hear it echo. I don't know what's going on when somebody's talking.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, usually I could on mine, I can be listening to conversations you had while you're talking, and then I know I'm waiting, and I know when my turn's coming up. Other than that, it was like it hung up on me or something.
Oh, okay.
I thought I'd leave that to you guys in case you think somebody hanged up by accident. Maybe you can let the other listeners know.
Okay, thank you for that.
You're welcome. Anyway, I want to wish everyone a good Memorial Weekend this coming weekend. And please don't drink and drive, and watch people when you're traveling. Please watch your boat speed, because last year we had a couple of collisions, and always watch out. When you're going toward each other, you should be taking the opposite end of the left or the right, depending on how you visualize it. If a boat's coming toward you and you take the left and they take the right, that way you have enough room to bypass each other. And another thing is to slow down. Some of these boats have big wakes.
Yeah.
And when you're going fast like that, jerks that boat around, no matter if you've got a trim tab or anything, that sudden jerk can make you fly out of the boat, That's a lot of energy. So please be careful, watch your other drivers, and please don't drink and drive, and have a good, safe Memorial Weekend for everybody.
Right, you too, because look at the day today.
Yeah, everybody who's working have a 3-day weekend, too.
Yeah, cool. All right.
Anyway, happy Memorial Day to everyone, VA and all people here in Alaska.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Diane.
You're welcome.
You have a good day. Thank you for getting me.
Yep, okay.
Yeah.
Good day. All right, we're going to go to Chico from Chivac. Hello, Chico. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yes, very happy Memorial Day weekend from people of Chivac.
Oh, nice. All right.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. All right, we're going to go to Buck from Bethel. Good morning, Buck.
Good morning. I'm calling up about Memorial Day.
Yes.
So, due to the pandemic and all the regulations and stuff, there will not be a hot dog giveaway at the VFW Memorial Day like we try to do every year.
Oh.
Just not going to be able to put it together, not going to be able to give out 1,000 hot dogs and have a line from the VFW to the college. It's just not feasible to do.
Right.
I think the line would go up to the airport or something if we had to do spacing. And
oh, I know. That's right.
But anyway, that part's canceled. But we are going to have a memorial service, and it's going to be at 2 o'clock on Memorial Day, and it's going to be up at the Alaska Territorial Guard Park, you know, right in front of the Veterans Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
So that starts at 2 o'clock. And I don't know how people are going to get up there, but there's Veterans Cemetery and Civilian Cemetery up there also.
Okay.
So just letting you know, it's going to be at 2 o'clock on Memorial Day.
And Buck, were you part of? Are you part of putting up the flags in town? The flags on the flagpoles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For about 30 years.
Okay. Well, I was noticing them the other day. I said, oh wow, somebody went out there and got that done. Thank you for doing that. It looks really nice.
Yeah, a couple of girls and Jim Wyckoff and myself, we put them up.
Nice. Okay. Wow. That's really good you do that. Thanks.
Yep. Well, thank you for appreciating it.
Oh, yeah. Yep. All right.
Okay. Well, that's all I have. Thank you.
Hope you have a good day.
Yep. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Well, that was just that was a little bit of a flurry of calls there, huh?
Yeah. You know, when I was away, I went to Seattle.
Yes.
And I went to Seattle twice during the pandemic, actually. It's my second time. The first time I went, it was dead. You know, you could go, a couple vendors open. This time, everything was open. Everything was the same. People were social distancing. There were lines. They were mask wearing. But I stood in line for an hour and a half to get bread at my French bakery that I like to go to.
Wow.
Yeah. But I'm I just was noting as he was talking about the line, you know, we are vigilant and mm-hmm. diligent. And operating at the highest degree of safety, and I like that actually. I feel confident and safe and cozy here in Bethel. I was feeling a little bit nervous at the grocery stores in Boston and such.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, I'm going to be going down to Missouri, so I'm going to just continue to wear masks, and it really doesn't bother me to do it, so I just do it. I also wanted to mention that KYUK has some podcasts now. So, for example, shows like Yuk to Yuk and Igayutut, wherever you find your podcasts, if you put those names in, you will find podcasts from KYUK that you can subscribe to. For example, Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you can search and find them there, so subscribe, and then all of the... all the shows will be downloaded automatically onto your, if you use an iPhone or Samsung or something.
And today is our first kind of pure play podcast. In other words, we're going to air it on radio, but it's podcast designed. It's the in your ears for 50 years. It's our memorialization of the 50 years of broadcasting that we've been privileged to participate.
Now, is that like one show or a series?
It'll be a series. It's going to be Fridays at 1 p.m.
Okay.
On air, and then of course it's going to be found wherever you find your podcast in memoriam, and you'll find links on the Facebook page and links on our KYUK homepage as well.
Okay.
So
gotcha.
You'll find it everywhere you'd think to look for it. And then you'd also find it where you're looking for your podcast. By the way, if where you look for your podcast, you don't find KYUK podcasts, please email radio at kyuk.org so we can rectify that situation. Whether it's Stitcher or it's Apple iTunes or it's, you know, Spotify or it's mm-hmm. Zusk. Actually, that's a dating app. But you
oh, okay. Well, now, okay, Grady. Don't show us all your apps. All right. So I'm going to give out the numbers here because our lines are open. Our email is open. You can call 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. And as always, you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. I'll read your email over the air. And for your calls and your emails, you can be anonymous. So, okay, I think we have a caller coming on. Yeah, so the Cesari from Bethel, that's who it was. Thank you, Cesari.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Beautiful day.
Yes, it is.
Except the smell.
What?
Except the smell, lagoon.
Oh,
discouraging.
Oh, stink. That actually woke me up this morning because I leave my windows open and, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. You know, and that is fixable. Every 5 years we're getting $10 million for upgrade the lagoon. When there was Sullivan in here, I was on the meeting, and they've been asking for the money, and I guess they get the money. I mentioned to Sullivan to couple those $10 million upgrade, we will have beautiful water treatment. We have excellent grant writer in the city. We have a president who is really supporting environmental programs. Can they ask for money for build water treatment? That is for us. We human, we're testing over 1,000 manicures in the air if you're not sick or anything. That is 1,000 little particle. What is untreatment? This is what you smell. That is the lagoon. That is, there is no chemicals in it. In Bethel, what I did research, they have so high hepatitis A and B, and I'm sure that have lots of things to do with those particles, what you're bringing, with that lagoon going to your system. And now imagination what they do to the little spadding fish. They are so little, so fragile, and fish, according to sciences, they get effect with 3 manicure with cubic yard of water. Human 1,000 or air, same thing. And the little fish affect them three little particles. In the they tested that, the effect on them. Beside that, they're putting the treatment, the chemicals, to kill the hepatitis A and B, to kill the bacteria. They kill the in water, all right, but same time, they kill the little fragile fish in there with this going back to the ocean. That is so little and so fragile, this thing, anything kill them. And you're putting 10 times 7 million gallon sewer treated by the chemicals. That is one of the solutions to protect this river. We're talking about something would come in the future with the gold mining stuff would never come yet, and really everybody's screaming, but nobody's saying anything what is already haven't been done and done more and more. Years back, the population in Bethel was small. And this church was way lower what is now, and now it's way bigger, more chemicals. And I think with right movement, we will get beautiful water treatment and never anymore smell those sewer. Beside that thing with the floating in air, the laying down eventually on the dust and roads and little kids with the mother walking with the breathing that. They're going to the mouth, to the system, the biking, the stuff, the walking. So this thing has to be issued and ask the governor or environmentalist in Washington, D.C. to help us and do some progress in it. That's what I want to say here, and I no one smells that thing. They're waking me every day.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's awful. So, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, this is some suggestion. Maybe somebody listened. I'm sure one of the council listened that. Put it to the program, push a little bit, and we'll be having no problem. And river and what people drinking down a river be drinkable. Not using the ice and stuff. They'd be much safer. People swimming in there and we have much more fish, I believe, with 5 years, 5-10 years from the date when we continue this church, the lagoon.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
And weekend and Memorial during the day.
I hope there's a lot of wind so you don't have to, well, no, maybe no wind so you don't have to smell
it. Right now, wind going straight from lagoon to the house.
Wait, I thought it was going straight from the lagoon to my house this morning. Darn.
Somebody directing them, lunch to you, one to
that,
me.
Not good. Okay.
Okay.
Well, you have a good day anyway.
You too, bye.
Okay, bye. All right, we got Danny from KUC. Good morning, Danny. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning, Diane.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
So I have a few announcements from the Kuskokwim campus.
Go for it.
The first is for our students. We have Fairbanks staff from Rural Student Services and Financial Aid visiting next week on June 3rd from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 to 7 p.m. and June 4th from 8 to 11 a.m. And so this is a time for students who have questions about both financial aid and if you have a student who is thinking about transferring to Fairbanks, it would be a good time to talk to Rural Student Services. Mm-hmm. And there's no need to make an appointment. Just if you have questions about it, you can call us at 543-4500. But it's a great opportunity to meet with staff from Fairbanks. If you haven't yet filled out your FAFSA, Ashley Monroe from UIF Financial Aid will be really helpful. You can bring forms related to your FAFSA, such as your 2019 tax info and personal info that you'll need to fill out, and she can help you fill out your FAFSA if you're available. So that's, again, on June 3rd from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 to 7 p.m., and June 4th from 8 to 11 a.m.
Now, if they call 543-4500, who would they ask to speak with if they didn't remember what day to come? And
they could ask to speak with Jessica or with Danny or with Dorothy or Kendra.
Anyone. Okay, you know what? They could just student service.
Student services, yeah, would be helpful.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right.
And then the other announcement I have is for just the general public, and that is that there are a lot of open job positions at the Kuskokwim campus.
I know. Yes, that's right.
And including, let's see, the
custodian.
The title, right? Yes, there's a temporary custodian job available.
Sackett Hall manager. Or director?
That one is not open yet, actually, Diane.
Okay.
But
sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
So, and then the IS ops technician, which is an IT support position, so someone who's really familiar with computers would be good for that position. And the cultural center coordinator, So basically to coordinate events, schedules, facilitate all of that over at the Cultural Center. And that one's a full-time position, and so is the IS Ops Technician position. So if you have questions about these specific jobs, you can call us at 543-4500. But also they are available online at careers.alaska.edu.
careers.alaska.edu. Okay,
yes.
That's good. All right. Great. Thanks, Dan.
And as you mentioned, there will be other positions opening up, so keep an eye out for those also if you're interested in a job at the Kuskokwim campus.
Right. We have about 9 positions coming up.
Yep. There's plenty of jobs at this campus, and it's a great place to work.
It's an awesome place to work.
As we both know.
Yes. Yes. So, yeah. Okay, good. And the place to check that out periodically, you're welcome to call the college and ask what positions are open. We have some that haven't been officially opened yet, but they are going to open in the coming weeks. But you can also go to careers.alaska.edu, and you'll see a listing of what is open and directions for applying. Yeah. Yeah, good. All right, good job, Danny.
Okay, thanks, Diane.
Okay, happy birding.
Yep, you too.
Okay, bye. All right, we're going to go to Russ. Russ from Chelista. Okay, Russ from Chelista, a little different. Hello, Russ.
Hey, Diane, how's it going today?
It's going well.
Can you hear me?
Yes. You're replacing Tom today, right? You're Tom, too.
Going over some announcements for the shareholders. Important announcements about the Chelista annual meeting of shareholders and proxy voting period.
All right.
And so just to remind people, the mailing was sent out on the 21st, so that was a week ago from today, and that's all the annual meeting materials. And in one mailing, shareholders received the 2020 annual report and the proxy booklet. And in another mailing, they received the proxy voting form that included the PIN to vote online and also to check in into the annual meeting on July 1st. But the main thing is about that, the PIN to vote, you have to make sure to hold on to that in order to not just vote online at chelistavote.com, but also on July 1st to check into the annual meeting, which is virtual this year. And some important dates to keep in mind is that a week from today, June 4th, by 5 p.m., shareholders will have to vote by that time in order for a chance to win $10,000. That's the top prize. For the first deadline, which is there's two of them. There's the online early bird deadline, and then there's also the regular, the early bird deadline as well. So the online early bird deadline is only based on proxies that have been voted online through chelistavote.com. You know, so that's one benefit of voting online. It only takes a few minutes, and then it also have more chances to win $10,000. And that one, like I said, is June 4th by 5 p.m. That's a week from today. And then the second time frame is June 14th. And one thing to keep in mind is when a shareholder votes, like they vote today, they'll automatically be entered to win next week's, along with all of the 4 other proxy prize deadlines and, you know, other proxy prize drawings.
Mm-hmm.
It's from June 4th, next Friday, there's also the early bird deadline, which includes mail-in proxies, which is Monday, June 14th by 5 p.m. And then the final date to keep in mind for the voting period is the voting period will end by the end of June, which is June 28th at 5 p.m. And from there, the main item to keep in mind was the fact that the annual meeting of shareholders is July 1st at 1 p.m.
Okay.
And again, that's at chalistavote.com.
Chalistavote.com. Okay, great. That's an easy website to remember online, like when you're having to do it on air like this.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you.
So the key for that, chalistavote.com and logging into the annual meeting is to hold on to the pin that's on the back of the voting form.
Oh.
And not just you won't just be able to log in and enjoy the annual meeting. There's also a chance for shareholders who log in to the meeting will be entered to also win a drawing of $2,500 in that particular instance. But, you know, for each of those drawings we have, there's the $10,000 grand prize, top prize there, but there's also a $2,500 and then the seven prizes of $1,000. And, you know, that's, for example, in the online early bird prizes.
Okay.
There's always chances for people to win, so just go out there and vote. I gotta go out there and vote.
Yeah, Russ, you gotta walk your talk there.
Right. Gotta get on it.
yeah.
Gotta get on it.
Okay. Well, thank you. That was a good overview. You can tell Tom that you nailed it.
All right. I'm sure he'll hear it. All right. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye now.
All right, we're going to take a short break here, as we do every half hour. And, I'm Diane McEachran, and that's Grady in the booth there. This is Talk Line on KYUK 640 AM.
Those phone lines are open at 543-5985, 543-2756, and 1-800-995-8954. Of course, you can always email us at radio@kyuk.org. 2 minute break, and we'll be back with Talk Line.
Nuxushak gama guskuk fag me galacht lachti gut gach bag stamirit ni wan clag me apatam kingani, yucht stun gassadun lu. Kayagaukina apudunk covet anguyakdim gaun gistainen tribat lupistaitnen, stamirit me wan clag me huani KYUK 6:40 AM. Ilagaki gakarak gitfachti gan kayagauki gnoten, kanak gank covet huasu apud. Gank covid stami ritmi tenye mami.
Hello, my name is Gerald Camera of Kalska Galaska. My Yupik name is Dama Vala, and I'm in the Fish Commission. Salmon have been the staple of our diet for thousands of years, and we continue to practice subsistence because it's fresh and healthy. We want to continue this way of life that may be challenging even today with the technologies that make life more convenient, and we want to see our future generations do that. It's important that along the whole river, we help each other out and help rebuild the salmon run so that can happen. This subsistence way of life is healthy and rewarding. Besides, it beats going to the store.
This message is brought to you by the Kuskokwim River Inner Tribal Fish Commission. More information at kuskosalmon.org.
A lot has changed in the 50 years since KYUK's first broadcast. What was once a lofty aspiration in a small community has become a permanent and positive presence in the lives of so many in the YK Delta. From high school basketball games to city elections, K300 victories, and everything in between, KYUK has been there every step of the way, and we plan to be here for generations to come. Support the future of public broadcasting in the YK Delta by making a donation to the KYUK Endowment Fund. Support online at bcsfoundation.org, and thank you.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. We have Gabby here, who's going to give a little more information on the podcast. That's a new thing at KYUK. It's exciting. Go ahead, Dick, Gabby. So tell us about it.
Oh, it's very exciting. And we kind of touched on this last week, but KYUK is now discoverable on...
Discoverable.
I'm going to say discoverable. Discoverable on Apple Podcasts. And
Spotify.
And Spotify. And NPR One, which is just another app where you can get NPR.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah. So how long did it take to develop this? I mean, this is a really big deal.
It didn't take too long. It was just a lot of coordination between ourselves and Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Now, do you want to list a few of the shows that people can individually look up? So I know they can look up like Ikayutet. What else is there?
You can look up Ikayutet. You can get the daily news both in English and in Yuktun. You can get Kedvakluku. You can get Yuk to Yuk. Talkline is a podcast, so if you are listening now but want to listen later and miss the replay, you can go on to Apple Podcasts or Spotify and listen
and look
to Talkline.
Via Talkline.
Yep.
Okay, so for the shows you just listed, you would go to your podcast search and put in the name of the particular show you would like.
Yeah, you can also search by KYUK. So it's a little more complicated in Spotify because there's a lot of shows that start with a K and a Y, apparently. But if you go into Apple Podcasts, you can search by KYUK, and all of our shows will come up.
Look, here's what I'm doing. I am right now in real time looking up Talkline on Apple Podcasts. And then I'm going to subscribe. I'm going to subscribe to this show.
Subscribe to the show that you are currently hosting. I love that.
Yes. The thing that's really good is if you do subscribe to the podcast, it's nice if you leave reviews or if you click, you have a chance to click 1 through 5 stars. And that's good for the traffic and the flow. It gets people to the site quicker because then it bumps it up in the chain when you put in the search. So feel free to leave a review or mark the number of stars that you think the show deserves. And
yeah, I feel like a professional podcaster saying, please rate, review, and subscribe to all of KYUK shows on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Yeah.
It'll definitely get those shows out there more. But also you can get them, you can find the shows on the website also.
True, yeah, and you can always listen to all the past shows as well as on the website. Yeah.
We actually have a new show about to premiere today.
At 1 o'clock?
At 1 o'clock.
Yes. Bring Go ahead.
This is a little plug because it's my show. We're celebrating our 50th anniversary this year, KYUK, and we're doing a little 13-episode radio show podcast called In Your Ears for 50 Years, and we are featuring guests from the past.
So now the show will be at 1 o'clock for how long?
It is roughly a half an hour.
Okay. And then now I know you interviewed me on that.
Yes, I did.
So my mother would like to hear that. So when would you – when am I up?
So we have
– Weeks from now.
We have a pretty big list of shows and names, including Diane McCachran.
Hello.
And so our first two episodes are about the history of KYUK. So today you'll hear from Robert Nick, who was one of the founding members of KYUK. Who
oh, that is cool.
With George Homan to get the finances for KYUK.
Oh, my gosh.
And you'll hear from Peter Twitchell, who actually started working at KYUK in May of 1971. So he was here.
Wow.
At the beginning, he went up to the original building, which was up in housing, and that's where he started working.
The original building was in housing. Oh, yeah. My goodness. Okay.
And next week, we'll hear from Bev and John, who started working at KYUK, Bev Hoffman and John McDonald.
Yes.
Who started working at KYUK in 1975. So they came into the station when we were doing TV, and we had a little bit more footing, but it was still like a 4-year-old station.
Wow.
And then the following week, we'll hear from Diane and Riboshore and JoJo Prince about what it's like doing radio here.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, what a great show you've put together. That'll be really nice. So that's every Friday at 1 o'clock every for the Friday. Next how many weeks?
13 weeks.
13 weeks. Awesome. All right. I see. I did look up Talkline. There's more than one Talkline in America. There's Talkline in West Virginia. There's a Jewish talk line, a football talk, but look for the KYU, the one with KYUK. And anyway, we've got a couple of callers lined up. So,
thanks,
Gabby,
Diane.
Thanks so much
this
for your work
great.
On that.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't wait to listen to some of that history. All right, so we're going to go right to Annie with the YK Delta Job Center. Thank you for waiting, Annie. You're on the air.
Good morning, YK Delta. I just want to go ahead and let you know about some services. This is an announcement for some services available through the YK Delta One-Stop Job Center. We are experienced with distance delivery, and so we can go ahead and assist all YK Delta villages. The first thing that I want to go ahead and talk to you are about the different options that you have through the YK Delta Job Center, and then today we're going to go ahead and talk a little bit more about job development.
Okay.
So one of the services – oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just – saying yes. Okay. Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
So one of the services that we offer is job development. Then we have workshops, financial assistance, and self-sufficiency development. That includes local referrals to community resources. We offer veteran services, and we do have a priority of service for all veterans and eligible spouses. We offer vocational counseling. We administer the funds for the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act, also called WIOA, and the State Training Employment Program, also called STEP, and vocational rehabilitation. So today I wanted to go ahead and talk a little bit about job development. All of our services are free. So we can go ahead and connect anybody in the YK Delta to employment opportunities. We have access to the Alaska Job Network. You can visit that at alaskajobs.gov. We also have a resource lab where you can go ahead and utilize the services to help meet your job needs. We offer free interest and aptitude assessments. This could really help someone identify where they wanted their long-term career to be. Now, we understand that careers may involve a lot of short-term goals to reach that long-term goal, and so we can go ahead and assess what you would like to do in that area. We have some vocational exploration options. We have certified career development and coaching experts. We can develop an individualized employment plan. We offer to connect you to tutoring and studying for your DED through the Alaska Adult Education Program. So if you haven't yet achieved your high school diploma or GED, we're here to help remove those barriers so that you can. And we have over 1,000 free training opportunities.
Wow. Okay, that sounds really good.
So if anybody needs assistance, they can go ahead and email us at ykdelta.jobcenter@alaska.gov or give us a call on our main line at 543-2210. We're happy to help, and we're super excited about the new show in your ears for the next 50 years. Stay tuned. I can't wait to hear it.
Yes, today at 1. Thank you, Annie.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. All right, we're going to go to Renee from the Cultural Center. Hello, Renee.
Hey, Diane.
Hey, thank you for waiting.
You bet.
Yes.
So we got some things coming up, and Saturday markets. Everybody should mark their calendar. It's June 19th, July 17th, and August 21st.
August 21st. Okay.
And those are going to be first come, first serve. I'm not taking reservations.
For the tables?
Right. So, and we'll probably, I think we're up to 75%. Percent capacity right now. It might change over the summer, so that's going to give us about 40 tables to be rented out, so that's how that'll go.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to mention that we're going to have a swap and shop, free tables to anybody that wants to come, and that's, you can buy, sell, trade, give away, whatever. It's spring cleaning time, you know. So June 21 and 22, only from 12 to 3. And it's during the week, sorry. Other things are going on the weekends. But 2 days there, the 21st and the 22nd, 12 to 3, free tables. Come whatever you want to get rid of it or give it away or whatever you want to do with it.
Wow.
Okay. And then the, yeah, that'll be, speaking for myself, I have quite a few things I need to sell or give away. So, and then I also want to mention the dumpsters. I just spoke to Dave up at the city landfill, and he said they're arriving. They should be arriving today or tomorrow off of the barge. They're unloading them. They're already painted white, so they're ready to go. And if folks, I have about 10 left. I've had people calling me reserving their slots, and I need to have they can call me or message me on Facebook. You can call me at 545-4468 to reserve one side or four sides. You can do it as an individual or a family or a group of friends or your business or whatever group you want. We have to keep it family-friendly. Dave reminded me that we want family-friendly. And I'm suggesting an Alaska theme this year. Anything to do with Alaska history, present, past, animals, mountains, flora, fauna, whatever.
Gotcha.
It gives you a huge range of things. So, again, if you want to call and reserve your dumpster slot, it's 545-4468. And, that's all I've got for right now, Diane.
Yeah, okay. I have to think about this, whether I want to make a dumpster reservation.
Yeah. I'd like
to reserve a dumpster for the night of July 4th. I'm going to be going to some celebrations, and I'll need a place to crash. Well, you know, people. Right. Well, look, people leave mattresses, couches, chairs, and stoves
crazy
next to dumpsters. So, anyway.
It's a trash container, not the dump. So
thank
if you've
you
got things to be dumped that are big, take them to the dump. They don't charge you.
I know. Hashtag dump, not dumpsters.
Yeah, dump them. So put your trash in the dumpster and your big things in the dump. So that's what I say.
That's what I say. All right.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Renee. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to go to Wilson Green from beautiful downtown Anchorage.
Hello.
Hello, Wilson. Happy person.
I know. All the happy people in the Kuskokwim, the kings are on their way. And
yes.
Anyway, what I was going to mention, I like what that young lady on her project, you know, history of KYUK and the workers, and mustn't forget the volunteers are the most important.
Yeah, they've got. They interviewed some volunteers. So
yeah, I am.
They'll be part of the show.
I volunteered with KYUK when I first sobered up, and that's what kept me sober from 91 to 99. I volunteered.
Really? Oh wow!
And I started up, you know, because you can do what you want on your 2 hour spit, you know. And I said, well, I think I should try mail-in dedications with the Magic Man, and it involved young people and old people, and it was really lots of fun. And I had a lot of participants that mailed in their dedications for Friday night dedications with the Magic Man.
Yeah.
And then after like 5 years, I started, the first hour was mail-in dedications, and then the second hour was dedications live with the Magic Man. They're calling the birthday calling show and put in a live request over the air. And then they, even before they hung up, they heard their song going already in the background because I was magic. You know, I made it happen. I was that quick and that good.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, that's where I got my start as a DJ. And I'd like to thank KYUK and the volunteer coordinator for allowing me to take part in KYUK's the volunteer program. It kept me sober, and tomorrow, believe it or not, tomorrow is May 29, and it marks 30 years sober and drug free for me.
Wow!
And
good
I
for
had
you.
I had my start with KYUK Friday night dedications with the Magic Man in 1991.
Wow.
See, and that's my encouragement to those who want to stay sober, find something good to do and stick to it. And especially on, you know, for me, Friday nights was open, you know, 10 to 12, 10 p.m. to midnight. And I grabbed it right away and just said, you have to be sober and you have to watch what you say and do and all that kind of stuff. And you become, you know, really important to follow the rules and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so, and you know what? Grady wanted to say something to what you're saying.
Congratulations, and I agree wholeheartedly. My path to recovery also involved supplanting my bad activities with good ones.
Yeah.
Whether it was volunteering at a church, volunteering at a radio station, doing something that filled that space. Yeah. More power to you, and congratulations, Wilson.
Well, wow, that's tomorrow, May 29, 30 years. And I would encourage KYUK to try to reactivate some kind of mail-in dedications, because I know the world today is in, on the phone and texting, but go back to that P.O. box, you know. Sending your mail-in dedications, it was so much fun. It kept me busy, and I'm looking forward to hopefully hearing someone saying, mail-in dedications is back on KYUK, 6:40 a.m. in beautiful downtown Bethel. Cause that
could be fun.
That was my radio voice, and everyone that listened to it always wondered, who's that magic man? and hardly anybody knew it was me, plain old Wilson Green.
Awesome. Hey,
enjoy the rest of your show, and, you know, happy Memorial Day and all that good stuff.
Thank you, Wilson. I'm so glad you called.
And keep on checking on my mom, because I love you for that.
Oh, don't worry. She makes sure I check on her.
Okay.
She
bye. Called.
Yeah. All right. Bye. Have a good day. All right. We're going to go to Chivac. We have a Chivac caller. Hello, Chivac caller. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd just like to say good morning to Chivac, Cooper Bay, and Bethel area. This is coming from Apawa, Ulan from Chivac. Enjoy your guys' morning. Enjoy your weekend. And you have a good one.
Thank you. That was a really nice call-in. Appreciate it. You have a great day.
Yep, you too.
Okay. All right, we're going to go to Stephen Alexi from Neposkiak. Hello, Stephen.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'd like to thank Cesare for bringing out the discharge of the waste of Bethel. I don't know why more people aren't complaining about it, especially the villages down from Bethel.
I know, I know.
If it's not properly treated, it should be before it's discharged. You know, people have been, you know, those who are opposing to this mine upriver from us, which belongs to the shareholders. I'm one of them, you know, should be calling in and disagreeing with the city of Bethel discharging their wastewater. You know, that's a lot of, and they do it every year, maybe twice a year. I'm surprised they haven't announced to KYUK and have it there that they are going to be discharging waste.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, not good for downriver people. The only other person that usually calls in regarding waste is Mr. Henry Morgan from Aniak disagreeing with Kalskek discharging their waste too.
Huh.
Hopefully they're following guidelines to get this properly treated before it's discharged. Even though it's properly treated, there's still a lot of you know, chemicals in that treatment that's being discharged to the river, which majority of the users you know, fish swim up, and they're swimming through mucky water that's from the city of Bethel. And it's not going to get any smaller. The city of Bethel is growing. You know, pretty soon there'll be 10,000, and they should be planning for a water treatment facility. And, you know, and they need to make other plans too, as for their landfill, you know, because it's going to fill up quickly too there. So that's what I had in mind. Good morning.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Our lines are open. We're going on our little break, our second break. And this is KYUK Talk Line. I'm Diane McGachran, and we'll hear from you, hopefully, on the other side of the break. Thank you.
543-5985, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954 gets you in the door on Talk Line. You can also email in at radio@kyuk.org. It's Talk Line. It's your show. Make it so.
Talk Line is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talk Line may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
In honor of our 50th anniversary, we're rolling out a brand new podcast. Tune into In Your Ears for 50 Years each Friday at 1 p.m. for a look back at the history, memories, and moments that made KYUK. Catch our first episode today featuring special guests Robert Nick and Peter Tuchel. Tune in to In Your Ears for 50 Years, Fridays at 1 p.m. on KYUK 640 a.m. or wherever you get your podcasts.
Naksusak ka magkuskuk fag mi kalacht lachti kut kach pag stamirit ni wan klag mi apatam kingani yucht stun kasatun lu. Kaya kao kina apyudan kakuvud angu yaktim kaon kistainun chaybat lu pistaitnun stamirit mi wan klag mi huani KYUK 640 a.m.
Every Saturday and Sunday on 640 a.m. from 4 until 5 p.m., you can hear Weekends from All Things Considered. The show that's run for more than four decades is now available in an hour-long weekend presentation from NPR News, a new show with news stories and new segments each day. It's Weekends from All Things Considered on KYUK.
Donlin Goldock, Jalista Corporation, Nakluyochtutkin Gunk Emiris Kluki Subsistence Community Advisory Committee Gunning. Una Committee Kapchtorech Galuni, Masnurist Naritnik Bijeria Reitnik Klu, Yut Nrangnak Saram Klu, Donlin Goldminek, Urin Kluki Nautimasch Gagun. Masnuritnak Sredwit out 20, Let's Talk Donlin.com.
Hello, my name is James Nicorai. I helped build the Fish Commission from the ground up and now one of its in-season managers. It is important for me that the Fish Commission values traditional knowledge as well as data and science. We use our observations to manage our fish. My elders taught me how to make observations to predict how the fish would come and how many would come. I observed how much snow and ice are on the river in the autumn and how many geese would come in the spring to make good management decisions. My elders also taught me how to catch and cut fish. Now I take my grandkids out to the fish camp all summer. They are my helpers. It makes me happy to see that they are learning how to do it. I hope that one day my grandkids would pass this knowledge to their grandkids, and this is why I represent the people of the Kuskokwim on the Fish Commission.
This message is brought to you by the Kuskokwim River in a Tribal Fish Commission. More information at kuskosalmon.org.
Okay, hello everyone. Welcome back. Our lines are open and you can call 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. Right, I'm going to, great.
Well, I was going to say, you know what time it is?
Oh, what time is it?
Well, it's time again for looking at our feet on the tundra. At the ground, at the macro, at the small stuff that's coming up on the tundra.
Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to take this call, though.
Okay, you take that call. Yes, well, I mean, he's referring to, you know, I like to Notice all the flowers in the order that they start to appear on the tundra. So right now, I think last week I might have mentioned the woolly lousewort, which is a pink flower, and the stems of each flower on the stalk, and there is a lot of little pink flowers on there, has a mildly sweet honeysuckle flavor. And so you could try that out. And there's also alpine azaleas, which are little tiny pink flowers that carpet certain areas. Anyway, we're going to go to, is that Wilson part two? Good morning, Wilson. Welcome back.
Hi, happy people.
Hello.
Hey, there's going to be a, you know, awesome summer this summer with the majority of the people getting vaccinated. A lot of the restrictions are going to be happening, especially, you know, all over Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope that Bethel will, you know, would go with the flow and plan their massive 4th of July event bigger and better than last year, because last year was nothing. We got to make up for it. And if anyone knows that whether or not they're going to have a community festival, be nice to see postings or announcements or someone from the city of Bethel call.
That is,
I know Parks and Rec, they don't, I know Parks and Rec doesn't handle it anymore, so I don't know who does, because I might want to try and go over there and be a part of the event by providing sound system, you know, because that's what I do.
Yeah.
I still do that, so.
Okay, that's a good question. I have not heard what 4th of July plans might be going on, so maybe someone will call in with that. Thank you.
You know, I heard that Akachek might be having a summer event after the 4th of July. Yeah, and those are fun times. You know, we really need to make up for last summer, which was a downer with no events going on. And
mm-hmm.
You guys enjoy the rest of the day, and I'm going to hang up now. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Wilson, for calling back. All right. We're going to go to Sunny in Bethel. Good morning, Sunny. And it is Sunny in Bethel.
Yes, sunny is sunny.
Yes.
The day is... I'm calling just to say that a lot of people will be observing Memorial Day, and I'll be one of them. So if I don't show up on Monday, I'll be showing up on Tuesday.
Uh-huh. Okay, yes. Showing up where, at work?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So only on Tuesday.
Right.
But I was... Memorial Day coming up, I was happy to meet one of the founders of the VFW.
Wow.
And I believe he told me that he's the last one. My grandpa was also one of the others, and so were few others that were with them.
Yeah. Wow.
And I thanked him very much and thanked him from the bottom of my heart, and all these things that started here in Bethel, there's a few left around that remember when a lot of things were started.
Nice.
And a good reminder of how old KYUK is. It's the same year that I was born, except it started a month early from the month I was born.
Oh, okay.
So... KYUK is 1 month older than I am.
Oh, okay. It's like a little bit of an older brother.
I wouldn't know how to put that.
I'm just joking.
It is a good joke. We all need a good laugh. Anyway,
yeah. Okay.
Everyone have a safe weekend, regardless of this windy day. Hopefully it'll be...
Uh-oh. Oh, no, Sonny. I think he was hoping that it would be a good day for everyone. Sorry about that, Sonny, to cut you off accidental. We're going to go to Susan from Bethel. Good morning, Susan. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi.
Hello. Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Susan. I called in at KYUK, and I noticed that you don't hear the radio in the background while you're waiting to be on the air.
Oh, okay. Well, note that.
But I did get through. And I also noticed that the volume still fluctuates on so many things on the show, not just the show, but on KYUK.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope they get that fixed, but that variance of the volume, it is really frustrating. I mean, I'm glad they got a podcast, and I'm glad they're hooking up in the villages and celebrating 50 years and all that good stuff, but they really got to get that resolved. That's just, you know, we listen to the radio and the volume sinks down, and I don't know. Anyway, I'm glad Wilson called about 4th of July and stuff, because, you know, that's really fun, and the villages take turns with their events also, and they take turns, and they have raffles and bingo and little parades and all that, and contests, and it's a lot of fun, and all that didn't happen last year. And but the only way really out from under this, and you guys know what I'm leading to, the only way out from under all this and the only way to really get the economy back going is the vaccine.
Yeah.
And that's just the way we need to get our way out from under this. And last Saturday, Anchorage Daily News had a front page story titled "Just Heartbreaking: Even with Ample Vaccine, Alaska Doctors Are Seeing COVID-19 Patients Die."
Oh,
and it's just, you know, even though the number's gone down, people landing in the hospital and people dying, these are people that choose not to get vaccinated for various reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And they interviewed Dr. Zink. She works a few days of the week in the hospital, Matsu Valley, I believe it was. You know, and she tells someone they have COVID, and then they go, "No, I didn't. No, I don't."
Oh, yeah.
Or they get accused that they're just making money off me. You're just making money calling these old deaths. And, you know, pre-existing conditions, if someone, like, has a pre-existing condition where they're given, like, maybe they have prostate cancer or something, and they say, "Well, you'll probably live about 2-3 years. They go and they die from COVID. They died from COVID.
Right.
They died sooner. Maybe they have a pre-existing condition, but they died sooner.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just see how important this vaccine is when you look at other parts of the state. Ketchikan and Metlakatla, they had really low numbers for a long time from the get-go. So they kind of got complacent with people getting vaccines. They go, "Well, we're okay. Everything's good." And now they got high numbers in Ketchikan and Metlakatla. They got high numbers over there. Metlakatla just had their second death, and that's a small village to have two deaths, you know, from COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And even in the world, you look at, like, modern countries that probably have the assertiveness and finances and all that to have really promoted the vaccine, and for one reason or another, it didn't happen. Japan and Taiwan, two countries, if you want to Google around and look at what's happening with COVID, mm-hmm. they're getting hit hard now.
Yeah.
And this is the thing, you know, I think, you know, people feel like they're being coerced, but the bottom line is when a vaccine is out to stop or slow down what the whole world has been suffering from, maybe that's why they feel like they're coerced. But the thing is this is the way to get out from under everything, you know, and it is safe, and it has, I think it has less side effects than a lot of common vaccines that are already out there. I remember as a kid getting typhoid shots,
mm-hmm.
and you didn't even want your arm for a day or two.
Right.
You just didn't even want your arm.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how painful the side effects in that was. So I'm just calling like I do every week to just tell people, please get the vaccine. Now it's for 12 and up, and a family can do it together, celebrate and order pizza. Don't go out for pizza until 2 weeks after the second shot.
Yeah.
But call for pizza or do some kind of celebration, because you're doing this for your whole family. The family's in it together. And even if you've had COVID before, it comes back, and it can come back worse.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard a new term called SARS-CoV-2, and evidently that's something about a ricochet effect from thinking you're done with having COVID. So I don't have the details on that yet. I just read all this stuff, and a lot of things are coming out on the respectful journals and all that.
Yeah.
Don't read the Facebook QAnon stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. Just a few more seconds here.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, you all have a good weekend. And, again, donate glasses to ID Variety. That tells me there's people listening to Talk Line. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. We're going to go to Therese from Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission. Is that right, Teresa? Did we lose Teresa? All right. we'll go to...
We lost both suddenly.
And Mark? Okay, so we had a couple of callers, but they accidentally got dropped. And who's
Therese.
On? Therese. Okay, Therese from Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission. Did I get that right?
You did. Hi,
oh,
Diane. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm enjoying the sunshine. I'm glad it's been so warm recently.
Oh, I know. I know. It, savor it.
Yeah, I know. For real, it's been so good.
Yes.
But I just wanted to call in and let everyone on the radio know that the Intertribal Fish Commission is still planning on holding its weekly Riverwide teleconference on Monday, even though it is Memorial Day. So this teleconference, we've been hosting it for the past 2 weeks, and it's gone really well. They're Mondays at 10 a.m., and it's just a time for folks to call in on the river and hear from the Intertribal Fish Commission and Fish and Wildlife Service about management decisions and, yeah, things going on for fishing this year on the river. The past couple weeks, it's been mostly us just kind of reiterating the set net openings that are coming up on June 2nd and 5th and 9th, as well as the drift net opportunities on the 12th and 15th. We're giving information about that, but some people have called in with updates from their parts of the river, things going on up in McGrath or down in Tuntutuliak. So if anybody has caught any kings recently, we've heard some people have been out fishing. If you want to call in on Monday and let us know what you've been catching, that'd be great. We'd appreciate those updates.
Good.
Yeah, so I can give out the call-in numbers here, and I know I've done this in the past, Diane, and it's been a lot of numbers, so I'll also direct people to our website. But the call-in numbers to get onto the Zoom teleconference, you can dial 833-548-0282, and then our meeting ID is 569-490-3415.
I know.
I know.
Password. Okay.
I know. The easier way will probably just be going to our Facebook at Cusco Salmon or our website, which is CuscoSalmon.org.
Oh, CuscoSalmon.org. Now that's easy.
Yep.
And then
yep,
they can get a Zoom link there, or they can do they can get the dial up numbers there.
Yep, a toll-free dial-in. Yes,
all right.
Exactly.
Great. Mondays at 10 a.m. Awesome.
Monday at 10 a.m. Hope everyone can call in.
Cool.
Thanks, Diane.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day. All right. We're going to go. Mark from Detroit, please feel free to call back. Your call was accidentally dropped. And we'll go to Robert Hoffman from Bethel. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, ma'am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. We all can.
Okay. I have a couple of quick things. First of all, about this Fish Commission having meetings every week and all that, you know, it's me personally, I feel that, you know, since the Fish and Wildlife already has allocated 2 or 3 openings for set nets and 2 days of fishing for drift nets, I think they already got their plan. So I'm just wondering, what is the Fish Commission's? They're always meeting. Well, I'd like to hear the Fish Commission's trying to fight for our people and try to get more openings of fishing like it used to be long, long time ago. Because if you have this few fishing periods, there seems to be the only thing that benefits fish camps is going out and enjoying the summer. Because, you know, that once they open 2 days of fishing, drift net, everybody's going to go out there. There'll be 100, 200 boats out there fishing for little allocation. And seems to me that's not enough for drying and smoking fish. But do it, you know, go out and fish as much as you can and try to be successful in your endeavors, you know, trying to catch as much as you can. But I just wanted to make that remark about all these subsistence committees and all these commissions gathering. I recommend they should be fighting for more fishing But I don't think that's going to happen because the Fish and Wildlife already has allocated these days already for fishing, drifting, 2 days of drifting and 3 days of sitnik. I think that's the way, the basis that they're going to continue to use because of the count that they counted of escapement. And that is one of the reasons why I called. I wish there was a verification count so that we all could benefit rather than just the employees of Fish and Wildlife employing with their employment every month. And the second thing is about, I heard from somebody from Napaskat talking about discharging. You know, I too have seen these round submarines floating down the river. You know, I call them submarines. Even though the city says they're purified and they're cleaned before they discharge, I just recommend to the city of Bethel, do not discharge while the people are fishing. This is only 3 or 4 or 5 days of fishing. Please don't discharge while we are fishing. We don't want to catch them little submarines on floating on the river.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
And that's the only thing I had to say about that. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much,
okay,
Mr. Hoffman.
Bye-bye.
All right. So next we're going to go to Carrie. And I believe, I'm going to guess here, that it's that Carrie.
Hi, Diane.
Yes. Okay. There you go.
Say my name.
Said. All right. So what are you talking? Are you talking about the boxes?
I am. I am just calling to say this week, today is going to be the last of the USDA produce boxes. We'll have the distribution same place, same time, Second Road Housing at 4 o'clock.
Okay, 4 o'clock. Good. And what are some of the things in the boxes?
There's chicken, apples, potatoes, onions.
Oh my gosh.
Milk,
okay.
Cheese.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a really good project you're a part of there. I appreciate that.
Thank you. You guys have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too. Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. All right. Wow, we have had a flurry of calls. Our lines are open. We still have time, so you can get your call in at 543-5985, 543-2756, 800-995-8954. And, of course, you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. I think I'll run by some weather real quick. It's really spectacular out there. Very windy, which is okay. But because we've, created these dirt roads in town, we're going to have a lot of dust. You know, when you're flying in from Anchorage, Grady, sometimes in the distance you can see a big dust ball. It's Bethel. You can actually see it when you're flying. Yeah, that's how you know where Bethel is. So today it's going to be sunny. This is for the Kuskokwim Delta. Sunny, highs in the lower 50s to lower 70s. Northeast wind 10 to 25 miles an hour. Tonight it'll be in the mid 30s to lower 40s. And Saturday it's going to be sunny, highs in the upper 40s to upper 50s, and still kind of windy, 15 to 30 miles an hour. We have a call from Stacy at the fitness center. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I am doing very well, and I'm very excited. I have several announcements for the fitness center.
Go for it.
So first, I am super excited to announce that starting on Monday, the fitness center is going to be open to everybody. Whether they're vaccinated or non-vaccinated, and that includes all the fitness areas, the spa, everything.
Oh, my gosh. Now what? Okay, so what's the mask policy,
we
then?
We do still have to have masks unless you're vaccinated. So everybody over the age of 2, we do still have masks, social distancing, and pool reservations. unless you're vaccinated. And, of course, our youth under the age of 16 have to be accompanied by an adult.
Now, how will you know if people are vaccinated or not? Is this going to be on the honor system or
No.
Okay.
When you check in, so everybody has to wear a mask for check-in.
Yes.
When you check in, if you choose to let us know your vaccination status, we will give you a wristband.
As long as you have
your wristband on, you are allowed to remove your mask.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. Okay, that's a great idea.
So all the details of those safety policies are available on our website at ykfitness.org. But the two big things to remember is that masks are required unless you show your proof of vaccination, and youth must be accompanied by an adult.
Okay, great.
We also have some updates to the facility hours. So Memorial Day on Monday will be open from 2 to 9. With the pool closing at 8:30 as usual, and then starting Tuesday, we'll have some extended pool hours on the weekdays.
Mm-hmm.
And all that is also available on our website at ykfitness.org. And with all those expansions, we have a summer pool membership special.
Mm.
So our summer pool membership is good for pool entrants for Memorial Day through Labor Day, so just over 3 months of swimming. And it's $99 for adults and $69 for youth and seniors.
Oh, wow.
So that's more than half off the usual prices, because we really appreciate how patient people have been with us trying to keep all these safety protocols in place.
Right,
so those went on sale today. People can purchase them starting today, and they'll be valid starting on Monday and good all the way through Labor Day, which is September 6th.
Perfect. And then you guys are still closed on Sundays?
For now, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Wow.
And then
wonderful.
We also, I'm not done.
Okay.
There's a limited number of spots available for private and family swim lessons. We still can't mix groups into group classes, but we've got a few spots available for private lessons, which are one-on-one lessons,
mm-hmm.
and for family lessons, which are good for up to 6 members of the same household to learn to swim together.
Oh, that's fun. Okay.
So the family lessons are predominantly targeted at our very beginners,
mm-hmm.
and they're open for ages 5 through elder. So we would love to have some of those multi-generational households come in and bring the kids and bring grandma and grandpa and mom and dad and get everybody swimming together.
Oh, that's neat. Okay.
So, and then in July, once our 12 to 15-year-olds who are getting vaccinated are into their fully vaccinated status, we'll be starting swim club.
Wow.
So if you haven't started your vaccination process for your 12 to 15-year-olds, get them started now so that by July they're fully vaccinated and available to start swim club. And also by the time they're fully vaccinated, they can start using the pool without an adult as well, as long as they pass the swim test.
Wow, that's really awesome. Is there more?
There is not more, so I know that was a lot.
That's good. That's really good.
Just to recap it, so Monday the fitness center is open to all, but of course with our mask policies. Tuesday we've got extended pool hours. We've got our summer pool memberships on sale, and we have a limited number of family and private swim lessons available. So everything, all the information on all these is available on our website, oykfitness.org, or folks can give us a call at 543-0390.
390. Okay, thank you, Stacy. That's wonderful news.
We're super excited to be getting close to something looking like normal, and we really appreciate the community's patience.
Yeah, and I just want to note, you all keep that fitness center so clean. It's very noticeable, and I really appreciate it every time I go in there. Everything's
excellent.
Very nicely kept.
And since you brought it up, the one thing that users can do to really help us out is make sure to bring a pair of indoor shoes when you come in to use the fitness areas. The dirt off our roads, and especially the silt that comes in, that not only makes it dirty but really damages the moving parts on some of our equipment, especially the treadmills and the ellipticals. So if you can bring a pair of clean indoor shoes so we don't have that dirt and that silt building up on the machines, it will keep those machines running so much better for so much longer.
All right. Yeah, for sure. All right. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, thank you. You have a great day, and everybody have a very happy and safe Memorial Day weekend.
Yes. Thank you.
We'll
too.
See you Monday.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great news about the fitness center. All our universe is beginning to expand. I have a couple Tundra Drums announcements. KYUK's Board of Directors will host a quarterly teleconference tomorrow at 9 a.m. This meeting is open to the public. And here's the number you can call for more information, 545-5337. Again, the KYUK Board of Directors will host a quarterly teleconference tomorrow at 9 a.m. And you can call 545-5337 for more information. And if you call that number, they'll probably give you the call-in number and passcode. The VFW is holding a Memorial Day service on Monday, May 31st at 2 p.m. at the Alaska Territorial Park. This year, they will be honoring Fritz Grenzel. And that's Monday at 2 p.m. The library summer reading programs start the first week of June, that's next week, with weekly programs for teens and elementary age children. Call the library with questions or to sign up for the summer reading at 543-4516. Okay, the Lions Club Food Bank is returning to monthly curbside service beginning June 19th, in about 2 weeks, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Volunteers are needed beginning at 9 a.m. The Kuskokwim Kickers Youth Soccer Program is open for Bethel kids entering kindergarten up through 10th grade. Registration is free at the 4-H Center Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6. Play begins June 3rd at Big Dipper Field. For more information, follow Kuskokwim Kickers on Facebook. We're going to go to C.J. McCormick from BCC. Hello, C.J. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, Diane. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. So happy it's Friday and so thankful that we get this upcoming Monday off. So I'm really excited for this weekend. But I just wanted to call in really, really fast, put on my council member hat here. And firstly, just thank all the people who called in this morning. I was listening on and off. I just want to thank people for voicing their concerns about this this whole discharge situation. You know, I'll certainly do whatever I can to look into it and look at some solutions and different options that we can evaluate to kind of change that. But that's not really what I called in for this morning. Really quickly, I just wanted to call in to encourage people. I unfortunately don't have the numbers here at my disposal, but I just wanted to encourage people. If you see it anywhere on Facebook or anywhere otherwise, to call into these budget meetings that council has been having. There's one next Tuesday and potentially next Thursday, depending on whether or not we get it done. But, you know, I understand a lot of people in this community have a lot of different things that they would like to see us work on. And, you know, the budget process and putting money aside and things like that is really how we make these things happen. And so I don't think anyone's called in to people to be heard at these budget meetings. And I think that's kind of happened a lot of times. And so I just wanted to encourage folks on these upcoming weeks as we continue to have these meetings, please, please, please call in and let us know what you want us to spend money on because, you know, that makes our job a lot easier knowing what the public wants. But from more of a personal standpoint, you know, I ran for city council to ensure that I really amplified people's voices. And so I need people to call in and tell us what they want us to do because I'm certainly not getting enough calls or I'm not getting spoken to enough in public. So I just wanted to call in and just speak on that. And then also just, of course, wish everybody a happy Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you. Thank you for calling about that. I'm going to send a letter to the council. About the budget. All right, we're going to go to Yvonne Waska from Bethel. Good morning, Yvonne. We just have a few short minutes. Welcome.
Hey, try to call as fast as I can. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
People of the Waikei Delta.
Yes.
I see the flags up here in my hometown of Montevisa and Bethel.
Yes.
We're on a VFW, and I know it's Buck Bukowski and the crew.
Mm.
And lest we forget. We enjoy that freedom every day. That's what the flag gives to me. And we are to all veterans for serving your country and for those that paid the ultimate price. that served wartime and not non-wartime, my hat's off to you. Thank you very much for the freedom we have. And to the World War II, our dads and moms, and they fought evil and won. We're on a duck look. And in closing, yesterday I stopped by my Ilux Fish Camp in Steamboat. They're already breaking in, and that's not the native way. That's disrespectful.
Yeah.
We need to tell our kids and our people to stop doing that. That's not right.
Yeah.
Okay, good morning and happy Memorial Day. Even we lost a lot due to that terrible disease and those that passed on to be with the Lord. Happy Memorial Day to all of you. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Well, everyone, that was our show. What a great show. Thank you, everyone, for calling in. We look forward to hearing from you next Friday on Talkline. Have a wonderful weekend. Express yourself.